Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank our sponsors, and that is Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. I am attending the Ag Media Summit in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I have with me the chair of the committee, I guess, that organizes this summit, Carrie Geffert English. And Carrie, I know you work for Osborne and Barr. We'll got to get that mentioned in there too. But let's just talk about what it takes to put this on. And first, how did you get involved in getting to this position?
Well, it all started probably 13 years ago. The second Ag Media Summit, we had a great opportunity for students to apply to be interns. And I was so blessed to work with Diane Johnson and the Ag Media Summit steering committee and help put the event on as a college student. And ever since then, that was my first introduction to Ag Media Summit, to Livestock Publications Council and American Ag Editors. And it's just such a fantastic group that I have been at every Ag Media Summit since then, all 13. And it's such a phenomenal group of people. I just, for me personally, I think it's the best conference in the ag communications industry that really allows you to get some professional development. It allows you to build significant relationships. I have used them tremendously in my career so far, both just my work on the media relations side with editors, but also for jobs. And it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, we mentioned AAEA and LPC, and then we have the Agribusiness Media Council, Agri Council, I think it's called. So really there's three organizations, and I suppose if you throw ACT in there, there's four. It's kind of growing, too, I guess. Maybe some others will join us at some point. There are some out there. But does that present a challenge to try to put on an organization that's meaningful to the membership of multiple organizations like that?
Oh, I think there's always can be challenges with that. But what's amazing about this group, there's a lot of conferences in the industry that bring a lot of associations together to put on an event. But one thing that I think about Ag Media Summit that is so different is there were a lot of people that were members of maybe more than one organization from day one. And I think people were always friends. But this one, I think, meeting has really brought people together from different groups. And we are now such a tight-knit group that honestly, we do have separate meetings within Ag Media Summit, but it is one big family. And that's really, I think, how we approach it with the steering committee that helps put on and lead the conference, the development of it, with the staff from each organization that contributes significantly to putting this on. We are able to really join together and put it on as a team. And that's really how I think the success of this event is, because of that team atmosphere that we've created.
Well, let's talk about the team you have to have been the chair for this year's conference and put it on. You know, what are the elements that you had to have in order to make this all happen?
Well, we have a steering committee, and that is put on. This year I'm serving as chair, but we also have two members from Livestock Publications Council. We have two members from Ag Editors. We have two members from the Publishers Group. So we all are there in kind of that leadership capacity, making sure that our group's needs are represented, and we each kind of have areas of focus that we go on. We also have committee chairs and a lot of volunteers that come and put this on, and then of course the staff. You know, Diane Johnson, Kenna, Dan Garner with Ag Editors. I mean, those people do a significant amount of work throughout the year, and it's really led a ton by the volunteers, and our groups are tremendously generous with their time, and that's really how we can make this event go on.
Do you have any idea like how many people work on it to put this on?
Oh gosh, I would probably say we have at least 30-40 people that are really giving a significant amount of time, and then there's just so many other people like our sponsors and others who contribute significantly to our organization, and even though they're not only donating time and just their resources to be here in person, but they also really donate some of their own personal time just to plan and put the event on as well.
Now, I know that Ag Media Summit is set up as a standalone entity, I guess. How does that structure for the participating organizations, how do you think that works? And joining together like has been done with this, has that worked well financially, for example, with AAEA and LPC, for example?
It does work out. I mean, I think the event has been so successful. We've had just amazing support from companies in the agriculture industry that have really contributed, and that's allowed us to put on a really successful event. You know, it is definitely a financial benefit to AAEA and LPC. They contribute, you know, significantly in time and staff resources as well as their own membership, and it is a benefit for them for sure to be a part of it.
I've heard this question a couple times since I've been here, so I'll pose it. How did we decide on Albuquerque?
Well, we look around different places around the country that we can have an event. You know, we've been lately to Florida and Louisville in the last couple years, and in the Midwest, upper Midwest. We try to kind of go around the country, and we haven't been to the Southwest. And there's so much agriculture here, and a lot of us are probably more in the Midwest, and we're used to the cattle and the corn and soybeans and those kind of basic crops and livestock. But, you know, there's a lot of really interesting agriculture here. And just like when we were in Portland, there was a lot of great new things for most of us to learn. And those of us in agriculture, we love to learn how things are made. They're grown. How is it that they come to market? And I think that it's great that we can come out here and see agriculture in maybe an area that we typically don't think of as being that. I did a little research earlier this year on Albuquerque, New Mexico, and one of the Albuquerque websites said it was one of the largest farming communities in the country from the Indians that were originally here. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I think one of the largest companies is a great fit for ag to come and celebrate our communications.
Well, we can go ahead and say that, you know, next year we'll be in Buffalo, New York. And then the year after that, we'll be in Indianapolis and Indiana. So I don't know if we're planned out beyond that or not, but that's where for planning purposes, where we're going to be. So that's going to be interesting because Buffalo, I think, represent exact opposite of where we are here geographically anyway. One of the big parts of this event is it's called Info Expo, the trade show. That seems pretty strong this year, too, in terms of company participation. How would you describe that?
We have had such wonderful support within our companies wanting to exhibit and really take advantage of the opportunity to be with agriculture editors from across the country. I mean, it's the one place that you can go to that you can reach all facets of focuses of the industry, whether you're catered to the livestock market or the crop side, equipment. You know, we really have a great representation of agriculture editors, and we have wonderful companies that come. This year, we have a few more than we even did last year. We've usually sell out in everywhere we go, and that's just a testament to the value that this organization brings to our member companies. And they've shown tremendous support. I think they gain a great opportunity to really reach out and tell their story. And that's really what the Info Expo does. It gives them a platform to share the story of what they're doing to contribute to agriculture and make us even stronger.
Well, and of course you mentioned, I think mentioned professional improvement early. That is going on as we speak right now. We have set times when we can go into the Info Expo, but then separate times when we have professional improvement sessions going on, from photography to writing to you name it. So I just think is a big highlight of this meeting, providing those opportunities for the members, the editors of these associations. Anything else about Ag Media Summit we didn't touch on here that people might want to know and that we just didn't touch on?
You know, I think the education is a big component. You know, the opportunity to see what the companies in our industry are doing are huge. I think at the end of the day, though, one of the things that people love the most about our event is getting to network and getting to be with friends. And this organization is, like we were talking about earlier, it's we're friends. We are truly, we come to this event, I think relationships are strengthened, and it, we joke, and it was even one of our themes a few years back, but it, we call it a family reunion. And some of us may not see each other again till Buffalo next year, but it'll as if it was the next week. You know, we'll, we really have a great relationship, and it's just, it's a true family atmosphere. So I think that's what a lot of us really enjoy. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's not just work.
Well, we'll leave this encouraging those who might listen to consider volunteering, to get involved, and perhaps become the chair of a future Ag Media Summit. Also, we'll just mention the website is agmediasummit.com, and if you want to follow what has been tweeted here, there is a hashtag, which is #AgMedia, A-G-M-E-D-I-A. And I know there's been quite a bit of tweeting going on here, so it might be interesting to look at that. Thank you very much. That's Carrie Geffert English. She is the chair of the 2012 Ag Media Summit. And that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.